30 after. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get things going today. A little positivity in your life, a little Monday motivation. I'll kick things off today. Purdue University in Indiana has memorialized their most inspirational fan by naming the front entrance of their football stadium in his honor. Last week, Purdue University announced that the student entrance gate at Ross-Ade Stadium is now named Tyler Trent Student Gate. Tyler, if you didn't know, was a Purdue University student who inspired others with his enthusiastic support for his favorite football team while battling a rare form of bone cancer. Tyler was diagnosed with cancer back in 2014 and ended up passing away on January 1st of this year. He fought hard and he fought for a long time. He was only 20 when he passed away at the beginning of this year. Purdue football, they took to Twitter. They said, "Tyler reminds us to inspire kindness, gratitude, faith, and passion in one another and within ourselves." So, not trying to bring them nice. Down with sad news, but I think it's really cool that he was such a big fan of that school and they supported him and he inspired them, that they did that in his honor. That's a really nice gesture.
So I have a story about a family recently in Nevada who had something really cool happen. Crystal Preston, who is a single mother, lives in Nevada with her three kids and three dogs, and she's been trying to make ends meet and she had no means of transportation. So she said, "At my low point, here comes my son. Everybody goes through rough patches in their life, but there's good that can come from any situation as long as somebody with a heart does it." Her oldest son, William Preston, who's 13, does yard work and housework for people in his community to make a little extra money. And being the oldest man in the house, he knew he wanted to help provide for his family. So he said, "I saw on YouTube where people get their mom a car and then surprise her with it, and I wanted to do that." He was scrolling on Facebook and saw a woman selling a 1999 white Chevrolet Metro. He said it was really cheap, so I asked her if I could trade it or earn it. And at first she said no, but after she thought about it, she said yes. So after negotiating with this lady on Facebook, his quest soon became a reality. He went home and he told his mom the news. He said, "Mom, I got you a car." And he said she didn't believe me at first. But they walk outside and sure enough, the woman selling the car was there waiting for them. She drove the two of them to her house where the car was parked, and his mom, Crystal, was stunned. She said, "I lost it. I bawled. I was just like, there's no way." And then this woman gave me the keys and the paperwork. She said, "Even with a few quirks and a little work needed, the car is perfect. The fact that my kid did this, I'm proud, but as a mom, I'm supposed to be able to take care of my kids. I'm supposed to do this, not the other way around."
That is awesome right there.
Right?
What a good kid. All right, thanks, Alex. Live the web girl. What do you got?
So Tony Hawk, you guys obviously know Tony Hawk.
Oh, heck yeah.
Skateboarder extraordinaire.
Yes. Best skateboarder ever.
And also just like a genius businessman, so he's just like still like worth so much money. But he was just driving through California, like where he lives, this past weekend, recording himself and asking anyone he saw on a skateboard to do a kickflip. And they'd be like, "Oh, I don't know." And he'd be like, "No, come on, do it." Like, he would encourage them. And then everyone who did a kickflip, he would give them like a little prize. He had a bunch of stuff in his car.
That's
so
fun.
Anyone who did it, he would give them a prize. And then if they stuck the kickflip, they would get a prize, and he would also give them an autographed skateboard.
Whoa.
Yeah. Talk about pressure, though. Like, I mean, there's tons of great skateboarders, but Tony Hawk is legendary. I'd say he's the most commonly known skateboarder. And he's like, "Hey, do a kickflip." Like, okay.
Well, it's funny because some of the like little kids don't know who he is at first.
Yeah.
And like, he's actually like really, really funny. He's got like a perfect personality for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's just hilarious. But yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, thank you all for sharing. You can check these stories out. We'll put them up on our podcast at joeandalexshow.com. That's your Monday motivation.